In celebration of Pride Month at upstate New York's Beekman 1802, they're inviting scores of couples to their farm to say, "I do," atop Matrimony Hill inside of a rainbow-colored glass house. The Let Love Bloom Wedding Marathon will take place on the Beekman Farm in Sharon Springs, New York on June 26th, the same day the Supreme Court legalized gay marriage in June 2015. It is a great pleasure to welcome Brent Ridge and Josh Kilmer Purcell on the program this morning. They were married on that very same spot, and they join us on the program this morning. How are you?
We're doing great, and it's always great to be here talking with you.
Always a pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us. So how did this idea come up?
Well, it was kind of the confluence of several different things. We had been in contact with the Brooklyn-based artist Tom Fruin for all of last year, planning to do an installation of one of his sculptures on the farm. And as that was coming together, you know, kind of in the midst of the pandemic, we read a statistic about how many weddings had been canceled over the course of the pandemic, and it was a huge number, like 30,000 weddings had been canceled. And then that, paired with the fact that people were scaling down their events, and paired with the fact that we always get requests for wanting to have weddings on the farm, we said, oh, well, why don't we take this opportunity to allow people to get married inside of this amazing work of art? And that was the birth of the idea.
So we basically thought we'd help couples get through this backlog of canceled weddings all in 24 hours.
All in 24 hours. And everything is pretty much included. I mean, if I hope you don't take offense to this, but there's a Vegas style to this where you come in, everything goes, you do it, and then you move on to the next wedding.
That's right. I don't know if we could ever say that we were inspired by Vegas in any other way, but it was the Vegas-style wedding that gave us this idea. And, you know, we thought it was just really fun to have all of the weddings on the same day, and because it really shows a celebration. It has a celebratory component to it that really fits well with Pride. And, you know, it's also great for people who are on a budget. Just like people who often get married in Vegas, because right. When they come and they do their wedding, you know, they get their photography for free, the officiants for free, the spaces for free, and it just makes a really memorable event for them.
And it's really just great. A lot of people don't want to have huge weddings and deal with all the hassle, and right. And this is just fun. It's such a memorable thing, but on such a small, intimate scale. The artwork itself. The glass house, the beautiful colored glass house, is right up on the top of Matrimony Hill. So you're looking all out over the Mohawk Valley and our farm. You can just see for miles and miles and miles. And it's where Brent and I chose to get married a few days after the Supreme Court allowed gay marriage back in 2013.
It is beautiful. It's funny because I'm looking at a picture of you two getting married, and it's lovely. It's beautiful, but you're on a pallet. You're both in boots, and you're and you're saying your vows, which is very different than what you are showing of this gorgeous piece of art that is on top of this hill. So this is a little bit of an upgrade for the guests.
Exactly.
Oh my goodness. And it is, you know, Tom Fruin is a world-renowned artist. Many people may be familiar with his stained glass water tower in Brooklyn, New York. Yeah. People have seen it, you know, driving to the airport. It's an iconic piece of artwork. And we were just so honored and fortunate that we could get this true piece of, you know, outside exterior art here in the Schoharie County area. I mean, it really is the weddings are wonderful, but having the artwork here is incredible as well.
So how does this work? You're giving each wedding what? How many minutes?
We're giving each wedding 15 minutes. And so the couple and two of their guests will be escorted up to the top of Matrimony Hill. And the officiant will be there. They will exchange their vows. They'll have their photography done, and then they will be escorted down, and then the next couple will be escorted up. It's going to be a very efficient process.
And they'll be getting a nice gift from Beekman 1802, and the whole town of Sharon Springs is ready to celebrate with them. I think what's been wonderful is how many area local people have stepped forward to and wanted to contribute, from local pastors and priests to businesses. Everybody wants to be a part of this special day for all these couples.
And that really is special, because when we announced these last week, we had so many requests from florists, from print houses, from other photographers, as Josh said, other pastors in our area who just wanted to be a part of it in some way. Whether they're going to gift some flowers to the people or print up something as a keepsake for people. It's just been incredible how the regional community has just really been inspired by this celebration of love. And I want to point out that, you know, even though we're doing this during Pride Month and as a celebration of the Supreme Court decision, it's not only meant for members of the LGBTQIA+ community. Anyone can participate, because, you know, love is inclusive. And, you know, if people want to renew their vows, they're welcome to do that, or exchange the vows for the first time. We're celebrating love of all types.
The goal, I guess, ultimately, you're hoping to do 100 weddings, right?
That's right. We're still waiting for someone to book, like, the 2 a.m. slot. So...
Yeah. Well, I would think eventually, especially with this push, I think we should be able to fill that, don't you think? Sure.
I think so. Even though the sculpture is beautiful when the sunlight is streaming through it, in the nighttime hours, it's going to be lit from within with these amazing floodlights. So it's going to be pretty spectacular any time of day.
Even more like Vegas. Yeah. You could head out for the night, head out drinking, and then wind up getting married on Beekman Farm.
The ultimate gamble. So let me ask you about guests. I know you're going to be bringing the people up back and forth. Are there room for other people to see the nuptials?
Yeah, well, so for every couple, because we do have to manage crowd control a little bit. So for every couple, they get two guests who can come with them.
Yeah.
So this is really meant for people who want what's called a mini-money. And so that every time you sign up, every person who signs up for the wedding can bring two of their guests with them.
But of course, the local businesses in the area are welcome and happy to receive any size party.
That's right. So you can have your after vow exchange at the American Hotel or 204 Bistro or the Black Cafe, or, you know, any of our local establishments are open for celebration. For however many people.
Now, I am not permitted by a public radio law to give prices out, but it's very affordable to do this, and more so that a portion of the proceeds will be going to a very important cause as well. If you could talk a little bit about that.
That's right. There is a very nominal reservation fee, just because we, you know, want to keep control of the traffic. But that fee is being donated to the Allie Forney Center, which is an organization that creates programming and outreach for LGBTQ plus youth, homeless youth specifically. So the proceeds will be donated to them.
Now, you know, we've been, I've been comparing this a little bit to Vegas, but in this case, you do need a license, right? You need to show up with a valid New York State wedding license.
Absolutely. These are 100% real bona fide certified weddings. So anything you would need to do to get married in another venue, you can do here. We'll just be providing everything except the license itself.
Now, of course, if you're just doing a renewal, you don't have to have the license again. So for those who are just doing a renewal, that's not required.
Right. When you think of how this fits into your overall mission, what you have done with Beekman 1802, what you have done in Sharon Springs, how does this fit in?
Well, you know, our whole philosophy from the beginning of Beekman 1802 has been built around kindness. So obviously, as kind of a beauty company, we're about being kind to skin. But even more than that, you know, kind to your community, kind to your neighbors, kind to the planet. And so we just see this celebration as a way of being kind to our community and helping spread that kindness
and
out from that.
You know, for us personally, when we stumbled across Sharon Springs in 2006 and bought this farm here, And then the recession hit in 2008, and we lost our jobs in New York City. It really was Sharon Springs and the kindness of the community that helped us start our business, get it off the ground, work together for all the great festivals everyone knows Sharon Springs for. So it's really just a reflection of that original act of kindness that the community had for us that we hope to pay back now and always in the future.
I would think that this would this event could be very emotional for the two of you, knowing that this was really a high point of your lives, getting married, and so many people will be sharing in that beauty of love in the very place that you two exchange vows.
Yeah, it's going to be a wonderful, I think, celebration of all things Beekman 1802, all things Sharon Springs, and you know what, even all things America. I think we need to find pride in America, and I think this will help everybody do that.
And maybe if there's an extra 15-minute slot, maybe we'll renew our vows. Who knows?
Oh, that'd be nice.
Maybe.
Yeah, that'd be great. Now, so far, are people traveling for this, too? I would assume people are coming from a ways, and both near and far.
Yeah, so far, we're up to about 30 couples so far. And we've got people from New Jersey, New York, Connecticut. I believe those are the three states represented so far.
Well, that's great. It all happens on June 27th. Is that correct? Is that the date? You're finishing up
that's
on the 27th.
Correct.
You start on the 26th, you end on the 27th, if I have that correct.
That's correct.
Excellent.
That is correct.
It is the Let Love Bloom event. And the easiest way to go find out more information is by going to your website, I assume.
That's right. Go to Beekman1802.com and just type in weddings in the search bar, and it'll take you right to the reservation.
And you can find more information there about this amazing event. Weddings will start at 8 a.m. on the 26th of June. It will be a beautiful day and a beautiful 24 hours in celebration of Pride Month and a commitment to all expressions of love and kindness. Beekman 1802 for more information. Brent Ridge and Josh Kilmer Purcell, I thank you very much. It's always a delight to speak to the two of you. I wish you all the luck in the world, and thank you very much for being with us this morning.
Oh, thank you so much. Have a beautiful day.
And to you, thank you very much. Again, you can find out more information about the event by going to Beekman1802.com. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.